Welcome to Darling Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados. In an age where data is currency and every click could be a threat, knowledge is your greatest defense. I'm your host, Darling Grissom Jr., and this is the podcast where we illuminate the dark corners of our digital world. Join us as we navigate the ever-changing currents of cybersecurity news, IT security, and latest in the business digital landscape. Whether you're a seasoned IT professional, business executive, or just curious about the forces shaping our digital future, Darling Cyber Cafe is your digital coffeehouse guiding you through the noise. I'm here to break down the headlines, decode the jargon, and deliver actionable insights to protect your data, your business, and your peace of mind. So fasten your digital seatbelts and prepare to embark on a different journey through the ever-shifting world of cyber threats, news, and IT security. Darling Cyber Cafe, your digital information haven for coffee aficionados, starts now. Episode number 67. Space exploration and cybersecurity. All right. Thank you for joining my coffee house today. Let's talk about space exploration and cybersecurity. Now, this format of this specific episode is going to be a bit different today. It's just going to be more conversation, more thought-provoking ideas, different things like that. And let's just get into it. Now, space exploration and cybersecurity represent two distinct yet interconnected domains that are extremely pivotal in shaping the future of humanity's endeavors beyond Earth's confines. So these realms intersect the implications they hold for the future. So one quick interesting fact here is that we've explored more in space than we have in the oceans below. That's a bit thought-provoking in my opinion. But as we are pushing towards the new frontier, or the final frontier, however you want to stir your coffee, so to speak, I wanted to just do a quick episode here talking about this interesting technology. Now, the elephant in the room here is that there is going to be a lot of competing space agencies all over the globe, particularly the NASA, the ESA, the CSA, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Russians, the North Koreans, etc. There are a lot of agencies now that have greater access to space. And whether or not it's used for good or for evil, we're leaving that out for now because this is not the podcast to talk about that, so to speak. I do want to say is that as our availability of space-aged or space-based technologies, we need to understand the level of interconnectivity that these specific structures, these specific technologies would have in the space race or the space evolution. Now, what worries me in this particular realm is the vulnerabilities and understanding that working in space is a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different elephant to slay, so to speak, or dragon to slay, whichever analogy you like to use. And the reason for this is because in space, there's no gravity, there's no oxygen, it's hot or cold. It's a little different than our environment here. So there are certain principles and guiding objectives that astronauts need to take no matter what flag they fly, because if you screw up, you do something wrong, or things fail, you die. Plain and simple, black and white. It's not fun out there. Things can go wrong. Even the same can be said in the deep ocean. There's not a lot of room for error. And we saw last year over what happens when you commercialize too fast, you don't take a lot of preventative measures in safety and security. The unfortunate result of that we've seen from that submersible that imploded and killed everyone on board and lost all their hands. So this is much more important, seen as humanity expands its presence in space, the reliance on interconnected systems grows exponentially. So things such as satellites, space stations, remote rovers, and spacecraft all rely on complex networks and the complex network of communications and the data exchange between the communications, So ensuring that the security and integrity of all these systems is over and above paramount for the success of space missions and, like I said, the safety of their astronauts. So, Darnley, what are the cyber threats in space particularly? Well, the vastness and emptiness of space does not shield our assets from cyber threats. In fact, space systems are more vulnerable to a myriad of cyber attacks, including hacking, data breaches, and sabotage. A compromised satellite or spacecraft could disrupt communication networks, compromise sensitive data, or even jeopardize entire missions. And I'll even go so far to say that any disruptions, any sabotage done on satellites, space stations, etc., could actually cause a complete mess in the orbit of Earth, which could limit our ability to be able to launch extra satellites or even to launch astronauts back into space if a certain attack happened that just really clogged up the space between the Earth and space, and we could not send humans or technology through there anymore because it would be so mucked up with junk and debris, which is what all the agencies and all the different countries are trying to avoid. So speaking of the international cooperation, space exploration and cybersecurity are inherently global endeavors that honestly transcends the national borders in whichever flag you fly. You know, a collaboration among governments, space agencies, private companies, and international organizations is essential to address common challenges, establish standards and protocols, and promote the responsible practices in space activities and cybersecurity measures. I'm going to have, hopefully one day, I'm still reaching out to a few people or a few companies where I could have someone that is an astrophysicist, someone that particularly focuses on aeronautical security and cybersecurity when it comes to planes, et cetera, because it's around the same thing, or even aerospace. I'll find somebody. I've already reached out to a few people to come on my podcast and talk a bit about this, because this is a bit important, to be honest. This seems to be something that we don't take into serious consideration as the whole space race, so to speak, or space race 2.0, as you will, is evolving as I speak. Now, the intersection of space exploration and cybersecurity kind of raises ethical considerations regarding data privacy, autonomy, and the militarization of space. Now, balancing the pursuit of scientific discovery with the need for responsible stewardship of space requires careful deliberation and adherence to ethical principles. Now, some of you may be snorting over the fact of this, and those who were in the know understand that, unfortunately or fortunately, the space agencies, the bigger ones, so we'll just say the US, Russia, and China, they are in their own silo, and their own silos, sorry. And unfortunately, you're going to have these different space agencies creating new technologies, stealing technologies, deploying into space, having issues, creating more mess, etc. But understanding that this is supposed to be a collaboration of human beings. And unfortunately, that's not going to be the case here, because you're going to have a lot of political motivation involved in all of this. It has been from the beginning, and it will continue. It continue to do so until, you know, we wake up or we do something else, or aliens say hello, whatever the case is. But the point is that there needs to be the collaboration, which is not going to happen. Now, don't get me wrong. The North American space agencies, the European space agencies, and some Asian space agencies are indeed collaborating, which is a good thing. To be honest, the collaboration between the United States and Russia have been close, and it's still ongoing, regardless of their differences of opinions of what's going on with the war down in Ukraine. So this is a good thing. And if you've spoken to some astronauts, or you know, you hear some of the conversation, they sort of understand it's more of a political wedge. And these human beings, regardless which flag they fly, understand the collaboration is necessary for future space travel. But as the divide between the countries continue to grow, you're going to see definitely some sabotage. You're definitely going to see increase of cyber risks and cyber attacks against satellites. You actually, I'll mention this. There has been some GPS satellite disruption done in the areas of NATO countries and Russia. We have seen some satellite attacks against the GPS system. Now, the Russians have their GLONASS system. GLONASS sounds weird to me saying it out loud. I apologize. But the GLONASS system is the Russian equivalent of the GPS. And those who don't know, GPS was actually created by the US military to kind of pinpoint their assets on the ground. That became more public domain over time. So there are different satellite systems. So you're going to see that between the different hacking between the GPS satellites and the GLONASS satellites, you're going to see a lot of that happening more and more as the war becomes more intensified, that countries are looking at other ways to disrupt each other, because every country basically relies on global positioning systems, as we know, like the GPS, GLONASS, etc. So there is going to be these space attacks. Also, you have the Chinese space station, you have the International Space Station. These space stations are growing. I know the ISS is a bit older, but it has a lot of technologies, a lot of research, etc., that if an enemy wants to destroy these things, like there's a lot of scientific exploration going on these space stations, that as the research continues, we learn more and more about how things operate in microgravity, etc. But anything can happen. There was some sabotage done on the ISS. I don't have the exact story, but they found some sabotage already on the ISS, and I think the verdict's still out on that one. But you're going to see more and more of this as the world sort of starts to fall apart. And cyber attacks are going to be the big thing here too. Also understand that space tourism is about to take off. A lot of people don't realize is that there are a lot of smaller private companies that are looking at deploying these space hotels that inflate or whatever, or self-build. There's various companies that are doing this right now. And that's another target for cyber attacks. Now, this cyber attacks can happen on the ground. And eventually, as they build these stations, they build these hotels, they may inherently have these sabotaging code already installed. So this is a big call for a lot of these private space agencies to really hunker down on their cyber attitudes, their cyber hygiene when it comes to this. Yes, I know you need to turn a profit. I understand that. That's a business. I respect that. But a lot of businesses don't look at the consequences of cybercrime, the consequences of cybersecurity. So this is becoming a big issue, especially when we are literally on the cusp of space tourism. Like this space tourism, I'm saying the next 10 to 20 years is not going to be just for the ultra rich. It's not going to cost you $200,000 to just fly up in somewhat space for, 15, 20 minutes, then come back down. You'll be able to stay up there, look around, explore, experience microgravity, etc. So there is a lot of potential for that to happen. And as these technologies have matured, and they are maturing significantly, once they are deployed in orbit, that's when you're going to see things change. And that's where you're going to see cyber criminals, enemy state nations that will be targeting these systems in order to cause some disruption or massive damage. On top of that, communications between these hotels and Earth, etc., will also become paramount, because the importance of being able to communicate to Earth-based systems is again paramount. Now look at what Starlink systems are doing now. It's connecting people in rural areas to high-speed internet. The same case will be with space tourism. And eventually, when we become interplanetary with Mars or the moon, we will also rely on communication satellites, communication devices, in order to be able for the astronauts there or the people living there to communicate back to Earth. So there is a new internet line, like when they first dropped the transatlantic cable for communication, you know, back in the late 19th century, or sorry, the late 20th century, you know, that's what changed the world with those cables. And as they drop the cables in the ocean, they're able to communicate in relatively quick time versus how it was before with putting a letter on a ship and sailing it months and months across the Atlantic Ocean. So as technology improves, as technology continues to evolve and change, especially when it comes to space-based technologies, is that it's very important. It's very imperative that we consider the harms, the challenges, and the adherence to the ethical principles when it comes to space exploration. Is that unfortunately those ethics are going to go out the window sooner rather than later, because we're not focused on ethics anymore in this crazy world we live in today. Is that eventually these criminals, these nation state actors will look at ways to compromise, to destroy, or to thwart different agencies from accomplishing their goals or their scientific knowledge. Now, I'm not going to get into militarizing space, but that's unfortunately the next step to all of this. Is now, since a lot of militaries are launching satellites, they're launching anti-satellite technologies, or they're launching other various weapon platforms in space, is that that whole ethics thing that the UN sort of agreed to back, I believe, in the 60s, is now going to go out the window, because now you're going to have all these nation states try to look after themselves, try to protect themselves, and are going to push those articles away, and you're going to see more weaponizations in space. But that, my friends, is a different podcast altogether. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Darmy Cyber Cafe. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for our weekly episode releases, because in the world of cybersecurity, knowledge is power. Oh, you're still here. Don't forget, there are no strangers here. Bring a friend when you swing by the cafe again. As always, thank you for your support. I want to personally thank you for taking the time out of your busy life to sit down with me at my cafe. Have a great day, and stay safe out there. Cheers.